All right, let's talk to the Show Me Institute. John Payne is our guest. He wrote a piece for the Beacon, stlbeacon.org. John Payne from the Show Me Institute. Good morning this morning.
Great. Thanks to be here. Nice to be here, McGraw.
You got it. The Show Me Institute is a think tank here in St. Louis and Missouri, and it's apolitical. It has been criticized for being right-leaning, but it's apolitical and deals with tax issues and money and government and how government works, right?
Right. And, you know, generally we talk about public policy, but we focus on economics, and economics is about more than just money. It's about how people make choices. So what better way than to illustrate with the biggest choice that's facing St. Louis right now?
And there's no more important public policy than what Albert Pujols does. Right?
Well, I'm not sure it qualifies as public policy, but it is certainly a huge news story right now.
Your op-ed piece in the stlbeacon.org, written by you, John Payne, says, the title says, Pujols is worth every penny, all $3 trillion of them. You think Albert Pujols is worth $30 million a year?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Basically, because you have to look at it from what Pujols brings into the organization with the kind of revenue he generates. And one of the things is that Albert wins games. Mm-hmm. According to baseballreference.com, he has a win above replacement, or WAR as they call it,
right,
about 8 a year, which is very, very high, higher than anyone active right now.
So that means that he is responsible for 8 more wins than if somebody else were to play first base, like Lance Berkman.
That's exactly right.
Right. So 8 games more you win because Albert is there as opposed to an average ball player.
Yeah, and so 8 more wins a year, that is going to be the difference between the playoffs in a lot of years. You know, there were some years, maybe like 2004, 2005, where we won over 100 games.
Right.
It's not a big difference, but
it's a big difference if you lose the division by 2 games.
Oh, yeah.
Or 7 games.
I think we were, what, about 7 games out at the end of last year?
Right, but that was with Albert.
Right.
So you would have been 15 games out without him.
Well, if we had 2 Alberts, then we would have managed to do it.
Fair enough. Okay. But so you're saying that $30 million number, he's generating more than $30 million for the team?
Provided he has that kind of performance every year, then yes, I do believe that's about accurate.
But the argument is he might be worth $30 million today.
Right.
Is he going to be worth $30 million in 2017?
That's always a good question, and of course, the longer the term of the contract, the more uncertainty you put in there. And so that's why, you know, when they start talking about a 10-year deal, that's pretty risky. I mean, he's 32 right now. He'll be 42 at the end of a 10-year deal. A lot can change in that time period.
You also quote in this article people who say, and they've worked out some of the numbers, and they say that he's worth $43 million a year.
Well, that's the baseball economist. His name escapes me right now, but basically his argument is that as revenue goes up, so do salaries. So if revenue continues to grow at the same rate it has in the last decade, by the end of the decade, that will seem like a reasonable salary for someone of Pujols' caliber. But I sort of worry about that analysis because, you know, a trend is always holds right up until it doesn't. And so, you know, at some point, revenue might level off, and that's not going to be applicable anymore.
As you know, John Payne, working for the Show Me Institute, Albert not only has to pay federal income tax, he has to pay state income tax. He also has to pay the city earnings tax.
Right.
So the guy needs $35 million. I live in the city, right? I'm being crushed by the taxes. You, who work for the Show Me Institute, know that. You know Albert needs all this money to at least eke out a living with all these taxes he has to pay.
Well, I don't know about eke out a living, but certainly the more taxes that are put on somebody, the higher the premium that the business is going to have to pay to compensate for those taxes.
Right. He also has to pay, and this is something that a lot of people don't understand, and it's so convoluted, and talk about trying to figure out your own taxes. When a visiting player comes into St. Louis, he has to pay 1/81st of his contract, percentage-wise, to the city of St. Louis, or 1% of 1/82nd of his contract, because we tax visiting players when they come into the stadium.
Right. Any income made in the city of St. Louis, 1% of that has to go to St. Louis, and it doesn't matter if you actually live there or not, or if you're just traveling through and working
right.
for one day.
And St. Louis isn't the only city that has this. Other cities have this. So each time, you know, a St. Louis Cardinal goes to San Francisco or Los Angeles or Denver or New York or wherever, they have to pay a similar type tax.
Right. They're popular taxes among city leaders because they don't have to tax their own people.
Right.
It's always they always like to pawn it off on some other group.
I believe they call that taxation without representation. And somebody at some point was upset with that. I can't remember. Can't remember who in Boston was actually upset with that, but clearly somebody was at some point. Yeah, it's that's a bogus. Well, anyway, you have a stat in here that says of the 3,300,000 fans that went through the turnstile, if each one pays $9, or the first $9 adds up to $30 million.
Right.
That's a lot of money. And if you put it into that perspective, is Albert really worth $30 million? Because the first $9 of everybody who walks through the turnstile has to go to pay Albert every year. It's a lot of money if you're paying, you know, how much is a ticket? Okay, I know some tickets are $250, but some tickets are $10. Some tickets are $20.
Right, but we got to remember that Albert is the single largest expense they have on the labor front. And also, that was just looking at just the people who come to see games at Busch Stadium.
Right.
There's also, obviously, huge television market, huge radio market.
Right.
So there's a lot of other factors here, but just if we just looked at that, it would still not even amount to the total, you know, revenue coming in just to watch the game.
Right, not to mention the $8 beers and the $9 water and the $4.50 for the jumbo hot dog
and everyone that's walking around in a Pujols jersey.
Right,
there's a lot of aspects to this.
Yeah, but I mean $9. Everybody who walks in, $9 first $9 is go to pay Albert's salary. But you know they also have to pay Matt Holliday. They got to pay Carpenter and Wainwright and Molina, and they got to pay Tony La Russa and the lady who sells you the beer and the guy who takes your ticket and the person who sits you down and the umpires and the lights. It adds up. It's a lot of jack. Bottom line, do you think they're going to sign him? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm not exactly certain what's going to happen today, but I think that they are going to re-sign him, even if they don't get the deal done today, because I look around and I just don't see that many markets that are shopping for the kind of first baseman that Pujols is, because you got the Yankees tied up with Teixeira,
right.
You have the Red Sox tied up with Gonzalez, so I'm not...
Cubs aren't tied up with anybody.
That is the big worry. I don't want to see that. So
there is JC showed me a picture. Somebody sent him a picture with Albert in a Cubs uniform yesterday.
That's mortifying. Maybe I'm just willfully blind to that possibility. But let's hope that no matter how much money the Cubs put on the table, Albert just can't make that jump. That's a bridge too far for him.
J.C. Bradbury was the baseball economist. He estimates that an 8-year contract with Albert Pujols is worth $350 million based on similar deals to other superstars. That's $43 million a year. Another examination using the stat wins above replacement pegs the dollar value of an average season for Albert Pujols at $32 million a year. That by John Payne of the Show Me Institute. Somebody figured out the numbers. Albert has had the best 10 years of any player ever to start a career. And on average, now this year I think he's going to make $16 million. On average, the Cardinals have paid him $9 million. So that's $90 million he's made. A lot of money, but clearly when you're paying Kyle Loesch this year $10 million, he is clearly has been underpaid for the last 10 years.
Well, it's possible that some other players might also be overpaid in that respect, but Pujols has no doubt been underpaid and probably the most underpaid player in all of Major League Baseball for quite some time.
Right.
Because, if you look at what other players of his caliber are making, it's not even close to what...
Not even close. And Alex Rodriguez is he worth that money? Well, if he's worth that money, then Albert's worth $40 million. It's just, how much is it worth not to have him in a Cubs jersey?
Well, I will say that, the different market does make a difference, but it's the amount of money that's paid to Alex Rodriguez is pretty much they're comparable players, so Pujols should probably be making around the same amount.
Bite your tongue. Pujols is way better. I think the Show Me Institute should do a study on how much taxes Albert would pay on a $30 million contract. How much would the earnings tax be? How much would the or how much money would he save if, say, for instance, the state sales tax went away?
Yeah, if
the state income tax. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know exactly how much it would be the difference if there was a sales tax versus an income tax, yeah. But state income tax is 6%, so it's like $1.8 million, and then earnings tax is 1%, so $300,000. So you're already $2 million in taxes right there.
There you go. That's why he needs all this money. John Payne, we can find it at stlbeacon.org. John Payne with the Show Me Institute. John, thanks for having fun with us.
Hey, thank you.
You got it. It's 9:24 here on the Big 550 KTRS.